Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and I'm here with Lori Weigel, GM of our Ecotechnology Program Office. Welcome, Lori.
Good to be here, Allison.
Lori, you've been on the program many times, and you've talked about anything from data center efficiency to smart grids. And we thought we'd start something new on Chip Chat. It's called Rapid Fire Chip Chat, and I thought you could be my guinea pig today. So I'm going to name a word or a phrase, and I'm going to give you 30 seconds to respond succinctly as possible about what you think about this word, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready to go?
Yep.
I got my timer out. Number one, green IT.
So actually, I have to admit, if you really want me to be candid, my initial response to green IT is boring.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I think we've been around the block on it a lot of times. Obviously, when we think about green IT, we need to think about both kinds of green: environment and doing the right thing for the environment, but also many of the things we do for the environment also save money.
Next one, eco-labels.
For better or worse, everybody wants to put their own stamp on environmental goodness, and the result of that is that we have something like 300 of them around the world, which is obviously not sustainable for the industry. So we and other companies are putting our efforts together to try to figure out how we can deliver really good information for consumers, but also do it in a consistent way.
E-waste?
Oh boy. The positive is the industry is doing a lot of really good work on e-waste, but there still are a lot of issues, and there's a lot more material going into landfills, a lot more opportunity to recover the materials and reuse them so that we're not mining new minerals and so on. So a lot of good work being done, but a lot more work to do.
Sustainable PC.
I think the interesting thing that we're really starting to look at now is the whole life cycle assessment of a PC and how to make it sustainable to manufacture, energy efficient during its use phase, and then having designed it from the beginning so that it's recyclable, so that it, at its end of life, it actually has a positive impact on the overall impact to the environment.
Power management.
The reality is, the layers of technology that go into really successful power management are absolutely phenomenal. It's amazing to meet the improvements that are being made to the Atom processor, mm-hmm. and, you know, our applications of, you know, really extreme technology for things like handheld devices, all the way up to what we're talking about with the advanced cooling environment in the data center. I mean, that's all power management.
Utility rebates.
So what we'd really like to see is Intel, and I think many other companies in the industry, is actually a federal program that would specify consistent rebates, utility incentives across the country.
98%.
If you look at global CO2 emissions, information and communication technology is responsible for 2%. Obviously, we're doing lots and lots of things to make that 2% more efficient. But the bigger, more strategic question is, how can we use information and communication technology on the other 98%?
Climate change.
We talk a lot about the ability of information and communication technology to mitigate the impact of climate change. But we really need to spend more time thinking about how we apply technology for adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
A certain amount of climate change is really inevitable, and our technologies actually have a lot of relevance for coping with that climate change. And I think we need to do a better job of putting some of our brain power into that problem and not just into mitigation. And that's not very popular because nobody, you know, it's kind of a negative story to think about the fact that we do need to make changes, but I think the time to act is now.
And then, of course, I can't let you go without saying smart grid.
There are so many opportunities to make things work better, to incorporate renewable energy into the grid, to empower consumers. I mean, I just think it's one of the most exciting areas of innovation that we have as an industry right now.
Finally, one last one, Denmark.
So for me, Denmark conjures up Copenhagen, which conjures up the big climate change conference that's happening in December. where we're trying to come to a new treaty on climate change across the world. And I'm really excited because I'm going to actually get to go and represent Intel at the conference and some of the activities surrounding it.
Fantastic. Will you come back and tell us about it?
I'd love to tell all of the Chip Chat listeners about it.
Well, thanks very much for playing this game with us today, Lori. Thanks for being on the program again.
Thank you, Allison.